Everyone not feeling too great today, so there won't be a Monday night fan zone, but instead I'll do a quick 10-minute video or so with my thoughts on the Man United game. First off, fantastic result, fantastic performance, certainly in that second half. First half was fairly even. Could have been a very different story if Bruno Fernandes could actually head the ball. Obviously a penalty appeal, which I think would have been a bit harsh. The one on Romero in the second half, that's a 50-50 one, but again, it comes back to this inconsistency. Everton conceded a penalty yesterday, which was essentially a carbon copy of the one that Wolves didn't get against Man United. So again, it's consistency issues. But the crosses into the box, Rashford had one, it was just offside, but completely free header. There was a couple in the second half, brilliant save by Vicario. A bit worrying with that defence there, from my point of view anyway. Slightly worrying. But the second half, completely different. When they did have those chances, it was kind of towards the end. I think it was Antony hit the post, which Vicario was nowhere near. Too easy to get in, but I think we created a lot of good chances. Big shout out as well to Bissouma and Saar. Absolutely towering performances in the centre of midfield. Saar as well, 20 years old. Hasn't played a huge amount of Premier League football. And him and Bissouma ran the show in the second half. Bissouma, if only we had him last year, eh? He obviously had injuries last year and didn't fit Conte's system. He fits Postecoglou's system to a T, and he's enjoying his football. You can see that we're getting the player that we signed from Brighton and won 2 Player of the Year awards for Brighton. Ran the game in the second half. Casemiro didn't have a lick on the ball. And Saar complimented him very well. One of them drops deep, the other one goes forward, and they're able to interchange with that. And because one of them is dropping deep, allows Maddison to go forward and do what Maddison does. I think once the forward players learn where Maddison wants him to run, when he gets the ball, we're going to have a pretty formidable attack. Richarlison, I didn't think, played too badly. People say he didn't score any goals, but he never had a chance to score a goal. It was either not. You can see his frustration when it wasn't passed to him. But in terms of holding the ball up, he held the ball up well, played others in, and then got into the box. So I think it's just a matter of time until he scores a goal. And when he does score a goal, I think his confidence will get boosted no end. And then we'll see a completely different Richarlison. And again, when he gets used to where Maddison wants him to run, and Maddison gets used to knowing where they're going to run, he can then thread them through. Udogi looks an absolute star. Again, another youngster, hasn't played a huge amount of Premier League or certainly English football. Absolute wonderful. We've got a proper player in our hands there. Pedro Porro, I didn't think could ever play right back because he can't defend, but he actually played really, really well. And going forward, we know what he can do. So Postecoglou can get him defending. I think we've got a real good player on our hands there as well. Vicario, I wasn't sure about him, but his saves and reactions, absolutely fantastic yesterday. Couple of brilliant saves. Came out and smothered Rashford, I think, in the first half. But yeah, absolutely superb from him. I think everybody, to a man, played superbly. I don't think there was any bad performances at all. Romero looks assured again and calm, whether that's to do with the fact that he's playing in a system he likes, or Van de Ven is there to calm him down and help him, and he's got an able defender to help him, or a bit of both, I'm not sure. But Van de Ven looks astute and smart. Doesn't do anything too silly. Son, Kulu and flashes showed what they can do. Kulu having a shot, Son having a shot. Very unlucky Son when he danced into the box and it got blocked. But no shortage of confidence to go and have the shot. Absolutely superb. So I think, and we're still getting started. It's still really early days. There's a lot more to come, I think. Certainly when they get to know the system, get to know the new teammates. Certainly, like I said, with Maddison, hopefully is limping off and on crutches, just precautionary, like he said. But I do worry if a few players get injured. Obviously, we've got Bentancur coming back, but he won't be back until maybe November. But yeah, the atmosphere as well, certainly in that second half, it's one of the best I've been to. Didn't have a voice yesterday, but I don't mind about that. I did have a cold though, which obviously I had a cold on Saturday, so going to the game, drinking and shouting obviously hasn't helped that, but I'm not that bothered. Brilliant, brilliant result. Hopefully we can build on this. 4 points out of six game, at six. Tricky, tricky Brentford game. Man United at home, never easy. First win at home for Postecoglou. And yeah, the chanting for him, I think he's won over the Spurs fans within two short games. Obviously, there'll come a point where we do come a cropper and start losing games. Very important to still back the manager and the players there. And yeah, it was absolutely fantastic day. Hopefully many, many more to come. Nice to have attacking football back. And Postecoglou has brought our Tottenham back with attacking and interesting and exciting football. On the other side as well, the Lionesses, very unlucky in the World Cup final. Still did their country very proud, did themselves very proud. Obviously probably won't mean a lot at the moment because they're probably still raw and upset about the fact that they couldn't get over the line there. Mary Earps, brilliant penalty save. But I did think Spain were fairly comfortable. I didn't think we really laid a glove on them. Lauren Hemp hit the bar early on in the first half. I think it may have taken a slight nick from the defender to loop it up a little bit, and that's the fine margins that have meant that's hit the bar and gone out rather than hit the bar and gone in. Poor goal to give away, but great play from Spain. But yeah, they'll come again, the Lionesses, and you wouldn't put it past them to defend their Euros title and win that again, and then win the World Cup at the next time of asking. But absolutely fantastic from them. Should still be very, very, very proud. Unlike Prince William, who, head of the FA, can't be bothered to go there. Uses his daughter as a shield to stop any hate. Absolutely pathetic, really. Did that in the Euros as well. Absolutely ridiculous. But the Lionesses, Serena Riegman and all her staff as well, absolutely superb. Getting to a World Cup final isn't easy. And just on this time, we're a little bit short. But next time, they'll take it over the line. So that's me today. Hopefully, we'll be back on Friday. Hopefully, feeling a bit better then. And come on, you Spurs.
Thanks so much for watching. For everybody who joined in the live chat and added comments. Before you go, please leave a like and hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Also, please hit that notification bell. That'll give you a notification every time we're about to go live. And it's all completely free. For those who missed the live show, you can catch this whenever you want on Let's Talk Tottenham's YouTube channel. Please also hit the like, subscribe and notification bell. And everybody, please leave feedback, comments, suggestions in the comments section on the YouTube videos. For those of you who listen to the audio podcast, thank you so much for listening. Anyone who wants that audio podcast, you can pick that up wherever you get your podcast from. We're back Mondays, 7:30 p.m. UK time, and Fridays, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Alternatively, if you go to Twitter, at Let's Talk Tottenham, Instagram, Let's Talk Tottenham Podcast, you can find the information there. Anyone who wants something a little bit different, also do a magic show. So I do one trick a week, which drops Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. UK time. Chris's Magic on YouTube is where you'll find that. But in the meantime, come on, you Spurs!